Hey there, welcome back to Savage Self-Care. I'm Ray Graber, your host, at peace with ADHD, TBI, and interstitial cystitis. So today I want to talk a little bit about peace, and don't get it twisted. Being at peace with ADHD does not mean that I live in a state of peace. It means that I know that it's coming. It means that for the first time, I know that I have the tools and the coping mechanisms to bring myself back to a calm state of peace. And that's where I find the peace in the war. So there's always going to be a war. I'm always going to hyper-focus on something. I got that. But I can choose my battles and I can live in a heightened state of peace and downregulation because I'm not reacting to everything. I'm still reacting to a lot of stuff, but when I start to feel that hyper-focus come on, instead of focusing on the pain and dealing with the pain and all of the stuff that may be coming because of I've felt these pains so many times in the past, I'm able to kind of stop and separate my thoughts from my emotions and understand that they're not the same thing, because for a long time they were indistinguishable. I would have a thought and the emotion would come out of nowhere and I would hyper focus on that, and that would be the rest of my day, the rest of my week. I wouldn't be able to get it out of my head until it was out of my head, but then it was on to the next thing, going to war with this, going to war with that. So now I've learned to kind of assess and deal with those feelings and emotions and really just feel it and reorganize that feeling with the emotion or the thought and separate them out and think about what I've gone through in the past and how that hasn't worked and understand that my thoughts and my emotions are very different from the physical feeling. So being at peace means being able to simply distinguish between these thoughts that come up and raise my cortisol so I am at peak anticipation and anxiety so I can deal with anything and there's nothing to deal with and I just go deeper and deeper in my head. And now I can run that full cycle in about a half an hour, 45 minutes, instead of 3 hours, 3 days, 3 weeks, sometimes 3 months. This overwhelm that I feel from what, it doesn't matter what it is, it's in me, can either ruin a month or it can completely change it if I know how to organize it in my mind. That's it for this morning. Thanks for listening.